This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This week I spoke with Courtney Murphy of Murphy's Mules. They were showing at the Illinois State Fair on Tuesday and will also be showing at the Kentucky State Fair.
We showed our halter class today. We did very well. We had Grand Champion Mare Mule, Grand Champion Horse Mule, and Best Four display. So we did really well today.
And do you have another showing event later this evening?
Well, yes, we'll actually drive to a wagon this afternoon, a two-mule hitch. Starts approximately about 2 o'clock in the Coliseum today.
What's your favorite showing event?
Well, I really enjoy the hitch classes. I enjoy harnessing the mules and polishing the harness up and going out and putting on a good performance for the people. I like to build up, so the 3, 4, and 6-mule hitches are really my favorite. Just like to see the grand majesty of all of the driving competitions.
And can you give me a little bit of history on Murphy's Mules?
The history goes back way earlier than me. My great-grandpa got started with the mules after the 1920s, and my grandpa helped him, moved him from fair to fair, always had mules around the farm. And then when my dad got old enough himself, around 1980, he bought his first pair of mules, and then I come along the fourth generation, and now my daughters helped me at the fifth generation of mules. So we've had mules around Murphy Farm since the 1920s, getting ready to go on 100 years.
Wow, quite a legacy there.
It's just what we've always done. When we talk about going to the fair, and my wife was kind of new to this fair showing thing, it's just what we did. We just come to the fair in the summertime, we hook, we hoof black, we paint nails, we trim manes, we do it all, and we find it fun and enjoyable.
Do you go to other fairs besides the state fair throughout the year?
Yes, we've been to we'll go to 4 fairs this year. The first one was at Waterloo, Illinois at the Monroe County Fair. Then we go to Crown Point, Indiana for a Lake County Fair, and then Springfield. Then we're going to Kentucky State Fair this Saturday.
And how is the mule showing circuit? Is it surprisingly large, or has it been on the small side?
10 years ago, we had as many as 10 to 20 shows to go to a year. Recently, with the downturn in the economy, 4 to 6 fairs is about all that's available for us. If there's a mule show, we go to it, we will travel, but there just aren't a lot of interest in the mules. There's a couple state fairs that have a mule show, but sadly enough, they coincide with this mule show, and so we can't make it to that one. Missouri State Fair, one in particular, and the one in Nebraska is also much later. We'll be in the field, so we really can't go to that one either.
Do you have your own breeding stock?
Yes, we do. We have 7 Belgian mares at the farm and our own Jack, and we AI and artificially inseminate up to as many as 20 other mares, outside mares.
And do you hope that this continues on for future generations of Murphys?
Oh, absolutely. My daughters absolutely love it. My daughter's able to show the Grand Champion Mare Mule today, and the smile on her face was as big as the smile on my face. And we just love doing it. It's just what we've always done. You know, I'm 38 years old, and the mules have been a part of our family farm for 30-plus years. And so, yeah, we're really excited. And we hope that the state can continue to put on such a good mule show. And we had very full classes this year and hoping to expand and make it an even bigger show.
All right, well, good luck later tonight.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Courtney Murphy of Murphy's Mules. Today, the Luck and Buck Saddle Club is hosting a speed show in memory of past club president Holly Harvey, who passed away last year after battling cancer. I spoke with Cindy Manchold from the Luck and Buck Saddle Club.
Holly was a young lady and a mother. She enjoyed horses, family. She came into the Saddle Club and stepped right in, and she filled different positions at the club. She was a rider and, of course, a mother to take her daughter, Katie, out there to participate. She's held different offices. And at the time of her passing, she was the president of our club. Holly has always tried to help the Saddle Club. And on her passing, there was donations given in her name. And we were able to have provisions to have city water put out at our club, which is a big thing. And also, we were able to buy a new speed event timer, and it also has a digital timer display so that everyone can see the time of the event that's being ran, which is really good. She got the Illinois Junior Rodeo to come out to our club. She had extreme cowboy races, ranch rodeos, and such. So we kind of wanted to give something back to her and try to do this on an annual event to keep Holly in memory for our saddle club.
Manschult also went over what she expects the turnout to be and what people who are coming just to watch can enjoy in addition to the show.
I'm hoping to have at least 100 in the open barrels. I'm not sure. With it being the first year, it's hard to determine. But we're hoping to have at least 100. We'd like to add that we now have $1,200 minimum money added in the open barrels, which is quite a big amount of money to pay out for our area, and invite the public out to come and watch. And again, we have concessions, and we'll have t-shirts, and it's all free except for the food, of course. But like everybody come out and enjoy the show, and most of all, be in memory of Holly.
Once again, the exhibition run starts at 5 p.m., and the competition starts right after. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.